Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to address a topic that can really paralyze you.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want that. Especially if you've just gotten a new job or a big new client or a promotion. And it's called the imposter complex.
Oh.
Or it also known as the imposter syndrome.
Yes.
And it comes in many forms. So our first question today concerns someone who's been promoted into a senior management position and worries that he's going to be found out, like found out that he's not worthy.
Doesn't know anything.
Right. And our second question comes from a manager who has a star employee who constantly doubts her capabilities, which ultimately becomes boring. Yeah.
Insecurity is boring over the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we used to deal with this a lot, Kathy.
Right.
Remember when we were working with business owners who were selling a new product or a new service, and the feeling that they had was that people are going to know that I don't know anything or don't know. And I personally had this, Logan, like crazy when I first started my practice as a therapist. Literally, I would sit with a client and expect them to jump up and say, "You don't know what you're doing."
You did?
Yeah. So
that's a very valid fear. It's the first time.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm saying that because this topic is near and dear to my heart. It took a while to cross over to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people silently suffer from this.
Yes.
You wouldn't really know. So all of you silent sufferers,
we're here for you today. Yeah, yeah.
Open your ears.
All right, Logan, what's our first question?
I work at a large software development company and just got promoted to senior software engineer. While I'm excited about getting a promotion and a raise, I'm very worried that my boss and my colleagues will discover how little I actually know. I've managed to develop a few interesting applications, but I haven't led a whole team or software engineers before. What if they decide I'm not qualified for this position? The other night, I woke up in a panic. How do I calm down enough to take advantage of this new and exciting opportunity?
Yeah, the nighttime sweats. That is not an indication of anything. I mean, I wake up in the middle of the night and sweat about things that are not even real.
So right.
A lot of that is fear.
Just yeah, it's anxiety. This person is having anxiety, and understandable because it's new. You know, there's a very thin line between excitement and anxiety, right?
Sure.
So the excitement is this is something new. The anxiety is, and if we talk from the imposter syndrome window, that people will discover you don't know a gosh darn thing.
Yeah.
And that you'll be called out. And you'll be very uncomfortable.
I think it's really normal if you're going to, for anything new, for starting something out that you've not done before. You don't have the proof that you're going to be good at it.
Yeah, and I, you know, one of the things that I often will say to someone who has extreme fear about stepping into a new position is there's a part of the brain that's trying to protect you. It's called the amygdala, and it is rather primitive. It's not very discerning. So it likens going into a new job or starting a new business to stepping out of the cage and or cave and being exposed to a saber-toothed tiger. So you have to
you actually have the boardroom.
You have to actually calm the system down. That's part of it. It's part of self-management is doing things. We often talk about unhooking physically, right? Doing exercise, doing things that are meditative for you or soothing for you to at least calm this part of your brain down because it's got a lot to say. And you can't necessarily control the fact that it gets revved up, but you can manage it once it does get revved up.
You can't avoid it, right?
Just push through.
Just push through.
Walk it off like they do in sports.
It's part of the brain. Where is it?
Yeah, it's right in the little back. It's like a little walnut in the back.
Mm-hmm. You can't massage that away. Is that the part of the
brain?
Though
a massage could help.
Oh, it could. It could. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, because it's about your nervous system being revved up. right? Mm-hmm. And with that come thoughts, and usually they're negative projections about being attacked or being told you don't know anything, which is my favorite thing, or, you know, being shamed in some way. It's just, it comes up. It's part of, you know, you're in a successful new place if you're feeling this kind of anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that was very interesting. No, it was.
Are you thinking back to every time you've been kind of stressed out?
So it had nothing to do with me. It was the brain, you know.
Well, this is what's interesting, because the brain is trying to protect you, right? I mean, it's really, the amygdala is built for survival. So it's trying to protect you from getting hurt, basically. So it's trying to guess all the worst possible outcomes.
I think mine's in full force all the time. What part of my brain? Is that the part of the brain?
Amygdala's inflamed.
Right. Is that the part of the brain that also hoards food? If you're afraid you're going to starve or something? Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I also think that this is why my, you know, line of work, being an executive coach or even a mentor, this is the time to get some outside support.
You're so right, Kathy.
Because, you know, you just want to be reminded, or at least know that you have someone you can say this to in a safe environment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's not somebody you work with.
Or not your spouse.
So or your clients.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Don't tell your spouse.
Well, you can confess it to your spouse, but they aren't necessarily going to talk you through it the way a coach would.
See, I think a spouse just gets worried.
Yeah.
Then they become, right? And they're not, unless they're trained in this arena.
Right.
I think then you're just going to upset them. I think you have to get a professional, someone that mm-hmm. knows to remind you of what your strengths are mm-hmm. and also give you concrete tools on how to move through this.
Yes.
So, you know, many people have sponsors or mentors where they work.
Yes.
Which is just a phenomenal thing.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to get an executive coach. Sometimes the company will pay. Sometimes they won't. But
so you can draw on a mentor, draw on a sponsor, draw on a coach.
Because this is normal. Mm-hmm.
This is normal.
And
that's
right. And they'll neutralize it for you.
Yes.
They'll say, oh, okay, so you're having some self-doubt. Let me tell you how you walk through that.
That's right.
You just open the door. Yeah, this is what
left,
I would say.
Left, right.
Exactly. And you walk into it and you know how to problem solve in the moment. You can always say to somebody, you know, let me check on that. I'll get right back to you. You don't have to know all the answers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that's a really good point, that one of the things that's really important is fear tends to take things and blow them up to their largest size. Mm-hmm. So let's say for this person, the senior software engineer is going to be holding meetings and conducting, you know, coordinating projects, and that's terrifying. Really, what you're talking about is breaking it down into smaller mm-hmm. pieces, right? You have to have the first meeting, and for the first meeting, you'll need to set the agenda, and then you need to be ready for questions that you don't have the answer to, and how do you respond to that? And that's the kind of thing a coach mm-hmm. can really walk you through.
Right. Well, self-confidence gets built through experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they help you move through those experiences rather easily, so that before you know it, you don't even remember.
Yeah.
When you had this kind of self-doubt.
You don't remember having this kind of self-doubt, right?
Well, I have moments where I can remember self-doubt.
She powered through it like she walked through the door.
Starting a business, you know, that was a time when, you know, it was very easy. I remember once, this is a very long time ago, I was doing sales training and I walked into a company. And they wanted a freebie before they hired me. Mm-hmm. They were a bunch of recruiters, and they were all dressed up in suits. And, you know, I gave them this. I wowed them with this half an hour sales training, and I didn't even have the bus fare to get there. I had to walk there, and I had to walk back.
Right.
I was really broke, and they didn't even offer to give me anything for that free hour. Yeah. I don't even remember whether they hired me or not, but I remember, you know, they were all successful and, you know, having to prove yourself.
Yes.
I just remember how uncomfortable that was.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, where are they today? Anyway, that was a hard moment.
Yeah. Mm. Which is part of what we do, right? Part of what
you have to prove
how
yourself.
We prove ourselves is moving through those feelings that you either, or the reality, if you don't have money, but that you have to prove yourself and that you may be scared about it, and yet you still are going to do it to move forward. And I think for this person, one of the things you're saying, which is really important, is to understand that having fear of being seen as an imposter is probably part of the process, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing because that means you care.
Yeah.
and you want to do very well, and you want to do a good job, and you want to move forward in your career.
Right.
I think if you know, just take everything in stride and you aren't concerned,
yeah,
then there's something off.
Yes. And, you know, I also want to say that a lot of people in the creative arts and in technology do have this fear because you're always going into new territory, mm-hmm. right? So one article we read named Tina Fey, Sheryl Sandberg has had in mm-hmm. the imposter complex, Seth Godin, Neil Gaiman, who's a world-famous screenwriter. You know, it comes with the territory if you want to forge new ground.
I think the more successful you are, the more you've felt it.
Yes.
Because you're somebody who's really pushing through.
Right.
And you're constantly moving to the next level. And
right.
at the next level, you know, you've never been there. So you're going to feel...
So we should say congratulations. You
exactly.
have the imposter syndrome, and that means you're moving forward. You're forging new ground for your career. You may want to have a coach or a mentor or some kind of guide with this. You certainly want to deal with your physical reaction. That's part of what I was saying at the beginning here. Do things, exercise, yoga, meditate, whatever, massage. Do things that can calm your system down, and then get the support you need to build the confidence so you can push through this.
Exactly. Exactly. And massage that back part of your head, yeah. I think, might help also. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with another question.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back. Logan, what's our next question?
I run a small but successful packaging company and have an employee who I don't know how to deal with. She is one of my best packaging designers. I keep promoting her, but she doubts her capabilities every step of the way. The other day, she presented me with a set of designs for a specific item that I thought were excellent. She was agitated and anxious and told me she'd lost sleep because she didn't think any of them were any good. Every time I present her with a new project, she frowns and says, "Are you sure you want me to work on this?" I need her to stop being so insecure and start acting like a senior member of my team. Any tips?
Yeah, see, this to me is a really good example of what you don't want to do.
Yes.
You know, she may be feeling all of that, which is not unusual, but yeah. she should not be putting that kind of pressure on her boss. He's going to start to lose his...
respect?
Yeah, or his belief in her.
Right. Uh-huh.
So she's a real candidate for outside support.
Absolutely. And I think actually for this person who's managing her, one of the things that you could do, it's not your job to solve this. She needs to solve it
That's
on her
right.
own. But you could make it a goal for her professional development that she stops second guessing herself. That
right.
what you need to see from her, and especially in front of other staff and in front of clients, is a far more confident, more self-assured individual.
Yeah, I mean, for the managers out there, your staff really should have two goals. One would be a workplace goal, you know, mm-hmm. whether they have to become more organized or they have to learn
right.
a new software. There's always a workplace goal. But then there should also be a personal development goal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
hers would be her self-confidence.
Yeah.
And self-confidence is not really taught at work. I mean, that's an inside job.
Yes, it is.
But they're sometimes willing to pay for somebody like me. Sometimes willing to pay for an executive coach, or she may need therapy. She
yeah.
may mm-hmm. need some
She
sort.
May need someone like me.
Right. That's right. She may need Catherine. That's why we're a totally equipped office here. So no. that's an inside job, and she needs to work on that. See, there's one thing, the imposter syndrome, you feel it, but you walk through it.
Yeah.
Somebody who expresses it to their boss, mm-hmm. I think that's a step beyond.
Yes. Well, there can be a level, sometimes individuals are quite self-absorbed, mm-hmm. and they feel as if their part of their self-absorption is to bring everyone else into it, you know? Mm. So tell everyone else how horrible or how insecure or how anxious you're feeling.
But that's, you know, your boss is not trained to walk you through your psychological issues.
They're not.
They're trained in, you know, in the technical aspect of work.
No.
So that's a problem when you become emotionally needy on your boss.
Yeah.
That ultimately doesn't work.
Yes. So if you recognize yourself in this story of this package, was she the packaging designer? You may want to get
talented.
Very talented. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, is not unusual. Again, that combination of extreme talent and extreme insecurity. I mean, we hear about it all the time.
You know, somebody told me a story. He's an artist that gallerists sometimes will do that to artists. They'll mm-hmm. really have them feel bad about themselves so that their work becomes dark and they like that. I know. Doesn't that sound horrible?
Yeah.
That's awful.
But that's not really the workplace.
But you know right. what, actually, Kathy, I think that many bosses subconsciously or many companies may subconsciously kind of keep their employees down.
So they don't ask for more money.
Exactly. And so they don't get too confident in their, don't feel too self-assured that they leave. Exactly. So anyway, if you find yourself prone to these kinds of things that you're always doubting yourself, and certainly if you are, you can't help yourself but say it, you definitely need to get some support. And for this owner of the packaging company, you need to get her to get some help, right?
Exactly. This just reminds me of, I worked for Bernie Lynch at Baruch College. I used to teach a class on self-employment there. Mm-hmm. He's retired. He was terrific.
Yeah.
And he would say to me, this is how he managed me. Every once in a while, he'd say, you have no idea how many people want your job. I get resumes from people all the time wanting to do the work you're doing.
Yeah.
And it would really keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
And he really would manage me that way with this little bit of fear of there's a lot of people behind you. You wanna not do a good job? No problem.
But the business owner here, should he say that to this woman?
No, I just made me think of Bernie for a second. So I thought I would share that.
We'll have like a mental breakdown and start crying.
I thought it was a really good technique.
That's a good
tactic.
But worked
for me. And
yes.
I don't know if it would work for other people, but
how
it worked
for me. How did it
work
for you?
Well, you know, once he sent me the person's proposal, he mm-hmm. said, what do you think of this proposal? And I thought it was just not good. And I wrote him back and he said, yeah, just keeping you on your toes. I wanted to make sure you saw what I saw. Yeah. So the way it worked for me was I bet there were a lot of people that wanted that job.
So mm-hmm. you kept working hard at it. Is that
I made sure I always did a good job.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he always heard I did a good job.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I never let him down.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I don't think I'm that verbally insecure, Kathy. Am I? Oh, is he telling you that I'm insecure? No, I don't think so.
Never. No.
But I'm one of those people who needs to hear that I'm doing a good job.
By your clients?
Ways. No, well, I just need to hear it from outside, some kind of feedback somewhere along the
way. So those reviews on Amazon?
Those don't bother me that much, actually. I mean,
I
enjoy.
Really good ones.
Yes, I enjoy. And what happens too is that if a client gives us positive feedback, then that helps, that sort of makes a deposit in my confidence,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I've grown. I mean, the other thing we were talking about this, a lot of, the imposter complex can be developmental. When you're early in your career, you're going to feel more likely that you don't know fully what you're doing. And now, in the later years, there's still a possibility of worrying about the imposter thing, but it's not quite so, you know, it's not so potent.
Sure.
And so positive and negative feedback we can take with it more of a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think you're not always going to win with every client. You do make mistakes. And there are times when, I know that I may have done something that, you know, at the moment, it seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah. Mm.
And then later you realize, okay, that didn't work for that person.
Yeah.
We make up for that when we can.
Yeah.
But I think the knowing that we know how to pull it out of our hats 99% of the time. I mean, I think we know.
Glad you said pull it out of our
hats. Like
hat.
A magic trick. Yes.
You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you?
Another part of the human body, yes.
Now, there are certain times when I would say that. But not today.
Right, so we have the experience to know that we can produce. And that is a lot of this, is to develop the experience. And if you're, one thing that you can do is keep a list of your accomplishments, or take a list of your accomplishments, make a list of your accomplishments, just to get clear when you're in crazy insecure mode that you've done a lot. You've done plenty to get here. Mm-hmm. Like, this woman could not be the senior designer if she hadn't proven herself.
Right.
Right. So somebody needs to remind her of that, because she's looking at the glass half empty.
Yeah.
And that's where, until she gets that confidence, a coach could really help her with that. Or somebody, it could be a good friend.
Right.
Somebody who reminds her of what she has accomplished. She probably did well in school.
Right.
She's probably won awards. But many people have a tendency to forget what they've done that was good and
Absolutely.
Only remember what didn't work.
That's right. So you also want to watch out for your inner perfectionist. Right? Mm-hmm. The part of you that thinks, and the part of you that compares and despairs, because a lot of people will also do that to feel like an imposter, say that they're not, you know, she doesn't compare to whoever's the most famous senior packaging designer in the world, and that's a losing proposition.
So let's talk about the real imposters out there. I find that there are people that truly are imposters. And
who are oblivious.
And they don't know.
That's right. They're so comfortable. Well, that's because they're the big N, usually.
Oh.
Narcissists. They're usually narcissists. So
everybody knows one of them.
Right. I think we have several running for president right now.
All right. We're not going to go there, because then we'll never get off the air. We're not going to go there.
But yes, everyone knows one of them. And you're right. The people who have no problem telling you that they know things they absolutely do not know, that they can accomplish things they absolutely cannot accomplish, that they invented things they absolutely did not invent.
Right.
Those are special people.
Wow.
Yeah. So, this is an interesting topic, and hopefully people have learned from it. You know, neutralize it for yourself. It's really not that abnormal.
It is not. Mm-hmm. It's part of being in life and taking risks and taking on new and more interesting opportunities.
There's lots of articles written on this topic. If someone's suffering from this, they can check it out. They can read about it.
Yes.
I don't know if there's any books written on the topic, but... there probably are.
There are. I actually, unfortunately, did not memorize the titles, but I did come across a few books that address this. So get your resources, get help and support if you need it, and know that this is part of moving forward with your career.
It really is. It's a normal part of moving through your career. It's just that a lot of people don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't usually go to a dinner party while somebody says, you know, yesterday I really didn't know how I was going to do my job.
When's the last time you felt like a fraud? Why, just yesterday.
I have that imposter complex.
I was delivering a keynote speech at the UN. Yes.
Right. People usually present a very different side.
Thankfully.
So don't buy it.
All right, and tweet us your stories and advice about the imposter complex or syndrome, whatever you want to call it, what you've experienced, what you've seen works. And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.